The final topic was the emerging role of immune checkpoint inhibitors in breast cancer, and about 30% of the audience and 4 of the faculty have already administered a checkpoint inhibitor to a patient with metastatic disease outside a clinical trial setting, including Dr. Sledge.
There was an oddball case. It was a patient who we got our in-house genomic assay on. The patient was MSI high. And the patient was 6 weeks from dead with multiple pulmonary metastasis. Put her on pembrolizumab, and that was 2 years ago, and she comes in to complain about her lymphedema every month.
Wow. So are you looking for MSI specifically or through NGS in general, George, for breast cancer?
I must say, you know, again, due to the falling prices of this, due to the ubiquity of this, due to the fact that Medicare now says that they will pay for genomic testing on everyone with metastatic disease, regardless of cancer type, I don't think it's an unreasonable thing to do.
So we asked the audience also, what about PD-L1 expression in breast cancer and also tumor mutation burden? Again, that came out with lung cancer. Now it looks like maybe there are going to be some people with low PD-L1, high mutation burden, small cell patients who are going to need the combination of CTLA-4 and PD-1. So actually it looks like, Hope, the audience is looking at both of these. Do you?
We don't look at PD-L1 expression or actually tumor mutational burden in making any decisions about that. And in mostly cancer patients, you know, our breast cancer patients don't have those features, and we don't even have a standard test for checking for PD-L1 in breast cancer. So
Sarah, looks like you look for tumor mutation burden. It really is a fascinating story, tumor mutation burden. Has it helped you at all in terms of, you know, even pushing people towards trials?
Yeah, you know, that's what I was thinking of, actually. And I should have been consistent and said yes to both just for trial eligibility. Both are reported on most NGS reports. You will get PD-L1 expression. As Hope said, there's no standardization really for either of these. So interpreting across trials and understanding how to use these is markedly immature in breast cancer right now. So probably the right answer should be no for both right now, although I think it is evolving. And if I saw TMB high or PD-L1 expression, I would certainly refer them for a trial.
So we were kind of curious whether the audience is using next-gen sequencing when they run out of options, and most of them are. That's no big surprise. We've been hearing that for a while. Certainly, again, very understandable. And looks like, in general, the faculty is doing it. I guess, Angela, you're not persuaded that it's really going to be helpful.
I mean, it's a very nice report with a lot of mutations, and you can do a lot of speculations. But with the feet to the ground, let's say that there is no strong evidence that this test may help the clinician in taking decisions for clinical practice, because I'm not aware of any of these mutations that has clearly shown predictive value in patients with metastatic disease.